Dellingpole, left-wing activists are trying to cancel Michael Moore. By James Dellingpole on April 24, 2020. Left-wing activists have turned on documentary filmmaker Michael Moore. Furious that the anti-renewables documentary Planet of the Humans, which he executive produced, has betrayed their cause and giving an easy win to their enemy President Donald Trump. One of the film's distributors, Films for Action, has withdrawn its support and demanded a retraction and apology from Moore, in response to an open letter from the left-wing documentary maker Josh Fox. Fox, author of the anti-fracking polemic Gasland, writes, "It is very difficult to write this letter, because Michael Moore has always been a hero of mine. I'm a first-person documentary maker. I have watched his movies since I was a kid and they have inspired and delighted me. However, I'm compelled to write this letter because his latest film Planet of the Humans, which he executive produced and is promoting for Earth Week, is such a blatant affront to science, renewable energy, environmental activism and truth itself." He claims, "The film trades in debunked fossil fuel industry talking points that are specious and meant to disparage the efficiency, durability and affordability of renewable energy. And the film is dangerous, misleading and destructive to decades of progress on environmental policy, science and engineering." Among the signatories of Fox's letter is Michael Mann, author of the discredited hockey stick chart formerly quoted by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, as evidence of catastrophic man-made climate change. Other leftists have been similarly incensed by this betrayal of the cause by one of their own. Despite the withdrawal of support from one of its left-wing distributors, the documentary can easily be seen on YouTube, where it has already racked up nearly 1.5 million views. The criticisms directed at the movie by Josh Fox may be open to charges of hypocrisy, especially his claims that it is specious and misleading. Very similar criticisms have been made about Fox's anti-fracking documentary Gasland. As environmental activist Mike Schellenberger points out in a Twitter thread, Gasland misled its audience by depicting a flammable faucet, even though this had nothing to do with fracking. This deception was first exposed by documentary filmmaker Phelim McAleer.